Once upon a time, there was a girl named Isabella. She lived with her brother and her father. And more than anything else, she wished for a mother again. She had a candidate in mind. You see, her teacher would give her sweets during her lessons and say, "Ask your father if he'd like to remarry." Isabella thought this was a brilliant idea. She went to her father. "My dear Isabella, think carefully about what you are asking. I could marry this woman, but marriage is a sacred vow. If I marry her and you don't like her, things don't go well between you. I can't change it." Isabella wouldn't listen. She wanted more than anything to have a family with a mother and father again. She pleaded, and eventually her father gave in. And he married the teacher. There was a wedding. Isabella was thrilled. She had a mother again. And she got a stepsister in the bargain. For the teacher had had her own daughter, who was as ugly as Isabella was beautiful. And Isabella found that life was not like she had hoped it would be. The stepmother no longer gave her sweets, but gave her chores. Isabella had to do all the work, her stepsister none. Isabella had to do it to her stepmother's exact specifications, and try as she might, she couldn't. She got berated. She got beaten. It got so bad, Isabella went to her little brother. "I can't stay in this family anymore. I went to father. He won't help me. So I'm going out to seek my fortune. Come with me. We'll have an adventure." And her brother agreed. They took a sack and filled it with food. They took jugs of water with them. And they set off down the road to find their fortune. And for a day or two, they had an adventure. And then the food ran out. And the water. Tired, hungry, thirsty, lost. They found themselves in a meadow. They were heading towards a forest on the other side when they heard a sound, a burbling and a babbling of running water. And the little boy rushed toward the trees, toward the sound. But Isabella stopped. For in that burbling and babbling, she could pick out words. The sound was saying, "Whosoever drinks of these waters shall be transformed into a little sheep with golden horns." Isabella ran after her brother. But it was too late. She saw him kneeling there by the stream, bringing the liquid to his lips, and no sooner had it touched them, there he was, little sheep, golden horns. Isabella sank to her knees. She threw her arms about the creature and began to weep. Now, it just so happens, by this very stream, in this very forest, at this very moment, a king came riding by. It's that kind of story. And he took one look at the girl holding onto the sheep, and he fell in love. "Little girl, why do you weep? I am all alone in the world. Perhaps you would like it if you came back with me to the castle. Marry me, be the queen. I'll do it on one condition." "Name it." "That I get to take the sheep with me. It lives with us, and you never ask me why." "Done." The king took Isabella and the sheep back to his castle. They planned a great wedding. There was joyous celebrations throughout the kingdom. And within a year, there was a little prince, a healthy baby boy. The joyous news spread throughout the kingdom. And it even reached the ears of Isabella's stepmother. "Why is it? Why is it, God, that you have given that spoiled brat riches, fame, a position, and my own daughter is cursed? This is not right. But I will set things right." And she set off with her daughter to the castle. Now it so happened that on the very day Isabella's stepmother arrived in the royal city, the king was away somewhere hunting. Isabella herself was in bed with a fever, not taking any visitors. But Isabella's stepmother explained to the servants, "I've brought sweets for my daughter and wine. Surely you won't deny entrance to the queen's own mother. I just want to make her feel better." The servants let her in. Isabella was in no mood for small talk. She refused to eat the sweets that her stepmother had brought. Good thing, too, they were poisoned. But she had a fever. She couldn't concentrate. And when her mother said, "My dear, have a sip of wine. It will revive you," Isabella took a single sip and fell unconscious on the floor, for the wine had been drugged. And then her stepmother took off Isabella's nightgown, picked up her stepdaughter, and carried her out into the royal gardens, where there was a great pond. And she took Isabella and she dumped her in the water. Whereupon, the great fish that lived in the bottom of the pond swam up and swallowed the queen whole. The stepmother went back to the bedroom, picked up that nightgown and put it on her own daughter, and had her get in the queen's bed. Well satisfied, the stepmother returned home. Now that very night, when the king returned from his hunt, he went in to check on his darling, and he looked at her in bed. "My God, my dear, what has happened to you?" And the ugly stepsister, as she had been coached, pointed to the little sheep who lived in the room, the little sheep with golden horns, and said, "That terrible creature attacked me. Destroy it, won't you, dear?" And the king did. He sent the creature down to the kitchen, instructed the cook to serve it that very night for dinner. And as the cook was sharpening his knife, the little sheep bolted from the room, ran out to the garden, stood at the edge of that pond, and called out to the water, "Isabella, Isabella, it's the end of my life. They're going to have me for dinner. They're sharpening the knife." The cook was not used to the main entree behaving in such a fashion. He went and fetched the king, and the king came back, and he saw the creature. "Isabella, Isabella, they're sharpening the knife. They're going to have me for dinner. It's the end of my life." The king grabbed the sheep about the collar, hugged it to him, said, "What is the meaning of this? Why have you never spoken before?" "I never had anything to say before." The king got the entire story out of Isabella's brother, the little sheep. And he had servants come and they dredged the pond and they pulled out that enormous fish and they pried open its mouth and they poured casks of olive oil down its gullet until at last it vomited up the queen, who I must say looked more beautiful than ever. Now it just so happened that at this very moment, the magic of that babbling brook that could transform people into little sheep with golden horns, at this very moment, that magic wore off. It's that kind of story. And so, there was a grand reunion, brother and sister. You can imagine the laughter. You can imagine the hugs. You can imagine the tears. What you probably can't imagine is what the king was telling his captain of the guard at that moment. "Go upstairs. There's a woman in my bed. Chop her into pieces. Pack them in salt, seal it in a barrel, and send it to Isabella's mother." And this he did. A few days later, Isabella's stepmother back at home received a royally wrapped barrel with compliments of his majesty. And she unwrapped the barrel and she looked at the meat packed in salt. And her cat jumped up on the table and began to lick its lips. And the cat said to her, Share some with me now, and I will weep with you later. You filthy animal, get out of here. This is from the king, not for the likes of you, it's from me. I mentioned this is treasures from the Mediterranean. Tuna dried in salt. It's not for the likes of you. And she began to snack on the meat from the barrel. And day after day, she would help herself to this royal gift and pull out the meat from the barrel until at last she reached the bottom and pulled out her own daughter's head. At which point, she began to scream uncontrollably. And then she went to the nearest wall and began to dash her head against it until at last she knocked her own brains out, and that was the end of her. Isabella, her brother, and the king and her son, they still live happy and content. You and I, we don't even have enough to pay our rent. Thank you.